When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, Connor Happer, Josh Hodson back with you in the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. And my comment from before about Jamal Murray, or about me not being scared of Carl Anthony Towns, Andrew writes in on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed.
Hi, Andrew.
I don't think that Jamal Murray is scared of Carl Anthony Towns either, because if he was, he wouldn't have thrown a heat pad at his feet for him to almost slip on. Yeah, the defending champs have not lost with much grace in the first two games of this series.
It's a way to put it.
There may
sure.
be some frustration that is mounting there. I want to get to that game here in just a second, because we'll piggyback off of the first one. But let's go to the Knicks and the Pacers first. First of all, I do want to say this. We mentioned last week how I think Jalen Brunson is kind of America's point guard. He's a lot of fun to watch.
That's right.
I kind of think the Knicks are America's team. I kind of think everybody just wants to bing bong. And then, you know, poll question, Josh, doesn't everybody just want to bing bong?
Yep, that's I was headed there.
So I think there's something to that. And maybe the refs just want to bing bong too.
Well, I'm in that.
Refs just want to bing bong.
Oh, they want to bing bong.
Exactly. Poll question up at Happer Show. Doesn't everybody just want a bing bong? Did you see that video, by the way, of their reaction to winning game 6 or whatever it was in Philly? All the random New Yorkers.
Oh my God.
It was last Friday. One of the greatest videos I've ever seen. These people are insane.
I will meet you halfway and say that the earlier rounds of the NBA playoffs are better when the Knicks are in it and competitive, because you can kind of look in on that fishbowl and go, wow, they really care about the Knicks.
I kind of like the New Yorkification of America. We were too Boston-y for a while.
Sure.
We got way too Boston-y.
Yeah.
All those teams started to win and then became a Bostonification of America. I did not like that.
I'm a Celtics fan, and I agree with you.
Everybody was wearing a Red Sox hat. Everybody, you know, thought their favorite sports memory was when Dave Roberts stole second base or something like that. Remember when the Sox did it? Everybody started having a Boston accent.
Mark Wahlberg was America's favorite
actor. Yes! Let's get New York back. Let's bring New York back. The Yankees are kind of fun. The Knicks are kind of fun. The Mets still suck, which is great. It's hilarious.
I believe
the Jets are interesting.
They're interesting. The Rangers are still in the playoffs.
Yeah, hockey. Sorry.
Well, I mean, you could get some. I love in the NBA.
The Giants are a disaster.
I love in the playoffs when there's like booking issues in arenas. Like,
oh, that's fun too.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, the Garden didn't think the Knicks and the Rangers would still be alive, so they booked an Olivia Rodrigo concert.
I think we're heading back into the re-New Yorkification of America. And I, for one, welcome it, because Boston is canceled. Boston is dead. It was never the right path for us as a country to take.
You can point a lot of America's current problems
at the Bostonification of America.
That's right.
Look at Barstool. That was basically a part of it.
That's right.
That would never have existed had the Red Sox not won in 04. Fever Pitch wouldn't have been made. We would have all been very happy about that.
Jimmy Fallon's not a Sox fan, everybody.
Josh, I watched more than 45 minutes of that movie over the weekend, Fever Pitch. I was downstairs for a little while, and I checked in with my wife upstairs. I go, what are you doing? She's like, watching Fever Pitch. And I was like, why are you doing that? And then I kind of sat down, and I was like, this is horrible. I kind of like it. Drew Barrymore and Jimmy Fallon have no chemistry whatsoever.
They didn't seem to like each other.
Drew Barrymore is actually a horrible actor. She just kind of says things.
We like her.
We like her.
But she's not a great actress. Yeah. Not a lot of range there.
There you go.
Yeah.
I have a lot of respect for Drew Barrymore.
The Drew Barrymore show might be the best vehicle for her at this time.
I didn't even know that she was doing that.
Oh, yeah. She got a daytime talk show. She's not as good as Kelly Clarkson.
Maybe we should flip it on. Anyway, the Knicks, America's team, won last night with the help of a wide array of terrible calls and incorrect applications of replays and challenge system, which is, I mean, just right up my alley. When I think sports, I think, let's talk replay. 115-115, last minute of the game.
Literal last minute of the game.
Jalen Brunson tried to do a little, you know, stop, swing around, pass. Very clearly went off the guy's knee and hand. Probably would have led to a 4-on-2 for Indiana. They would have got points out of it. Instead, it was called a kick ball. We have gotten very loose with the term kick ball. It's not football. Like, the ball can go off your foot. At least I want to live in a world where the ball can go off your foot, mm-hmm. and it's not a kick ball, but kicking is the act of actually kicking, Josh. But did neither of those things. Didn't go off a foot, and it certainly wasn't kicked. Instead, the Knicks retain possession, and they get a DiVincenzo 3 straight out of the dead ball. Okay, there's one of the things. Coming back, it's 118-115. Siakam gets the layup. Brunson dribbles right into Andrew Nembhard, of all people, involved in a late-game situation. He dribbled into a horrible, horrible situation. He was stonewalled by Nembhard, and it may have ticked off of the foot of Andrew Nembhard. Challenge. Brunson, you know, ended up actually dribbling it off of his foot. Okay, get the challenge. Knicks retained the ball. And remember, they only had that challenge because that they got the one back from winning the ridiculous Brunson contest at the rim that got overturned. And then Brunson threw it off of Halliburton, and Brunson was the one who was standing out of bounds in that whole disaster. And so all this takes several hours, of course, to unfold. Then with 12 seconds left, the Pacers were lining up for the final possession, and Miles Turner is called for a very ridiculous moving screen before they even got into it. And of course, you're not going to get it overturned on the challenge, because the thing about challenge and replay is that everything is looked at in a vacuum. It applies no context to the situation whatsoever. You just look at the play, and people are like, yes, God, yes, finally, this is the end-all, be-all. Let's make this what we believe in the most. It's actually a moving screen, but I just don't want it to be called in that moment. Sorry, I think situational officiating is a thing. I do. I not only think it's a thing, I think it should be a thing. I think context is important in all things.
Except poll questions.
Except poll questions on the Connor Happer show. And then the game basically ends because they just intentionally grab Brunson before the inbound, and they got free throws out of it. And so we just have this gigantic cluster of a minute of basketball in a tie game in game one in rowdy Madison Square Garden, and we can't go 4 seconds without some sort of a dead ball, instant replay, a challenge, a disputed call. Guys are everywhere. We're flying around on the floor, laying out for stuff. I mean, it felt like an NCAA tournament game, you know?
Yeah. I gotta come clean with you, Connor.
Josh, okay. This sounds serious.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, I was folding laundry last night. I had the game on. I had it on mute. And every time I looked at the screen, they were not playing basketball.
That's right, Josh.
They were talking about a basketball play with some type of slow motion replay going on the camera.
And
so,
that's what we all want. That's what America wants.
I said, ooh, close game down the stretch, lasts like 6 minutes. Josh Odson tuned in, had it on mute because I thought I'll be able to follow both. You know, the whatever we were watching on the big TV.
I got Fever Pitch.
Yeah, well, of course, yeah. We were folding laundry, and I had that on mute, and I thought I'd be able to follow along so I could do my job here with you today. And I don't know what the hell happened last night. They were everything was being replayed. The balls were being thrown at people on an inbounds play.
Mm-hmm. And then we have
everybody was pointing at everybody.
Yeah. Then we have to replay the whole thing just to figure it out. And so it just turns into this giant cluster.
Referees were talking into microphones at fishbowl cameras like this.
Very close to you, yes. By the way,
why is it so close to me?
I still haven't seen the last two-minute report pop up yet.
It feels like a news dump at about 4:45 today.
Yeah, that's. I always thought that comes out at a certain time. The pool report from last night, actually... is this the right one? Oh, well, there was a Nuggets game pool report as well, by the way.
Hey, a lot of shouting. What'd you think of that?
Pool report on the kickball violation that occurred on Aaron Nesmith in the fourth quarter of last night's Pacers-Knicks game. Upon review, was the kickball against Aaron Nesmith deemed to be correct? On the floor, we felt that it would be a kickball violation. Post-game review did show that it did hit the defender's hand, which would be legal. Could the Pacers have been allowed to challenge the kickball? A kickball violation is not reviewable and not subject to coach's challenge. The three things that teams can challenge are fouls, goaltends, and out of bounds. So, once again, totally incorrect applications of these things, and we can't, like, we get into situations where you don't know what's challengeable, or maybe even you do know what's challengeable, and you just think, well, why do we have the challenge system in place in the first place if I can't challenge certain things? There's no world in which the only three things that happen in basketball games are those three things. Goaltends, out of bounds, and fouls. Those are not the only three things that happen in basketball. So you should be able to challenge everything. We live in an unfair world, Josh. Wouldn't this all be made better if we just didn't have any of this at all? Maybe. Maybe some are indeed saying this. And then I go flip over and I watch the other game last night. And by that time, we've played the first two or three minutes of the game, and they're basically having an all-out brawl. They're punching each other in the face. The guys are running into each other. There's blood everywhere. There's heat pads on the floor. And we can't go 10 seconds without a whistle in the Knicks game, and then we get absolutely no whistles. And I'm not complaining about the officials. I just want to make that clear. The Nuggets game, that is not the reason why the Nuggets just lost last night.
The night-day comparison.
It was just a very, very stark difference. And so as we move on to the other game, I told you guys yesterday, this is very real. I didn't expect what happened last night to happen, with the Timberwolves absolutely wrecking the Nuggets. Mm-hmm. The Nuggets are in absolute hell right now. It does not have a single thing to do with officiating. I don't think that I've seen, as many people have opined today, I don't think I've seen an NBA team put forth that much defensive effort in a long time. Denver is usually the team with all the answers, right? It's the best offense in the league, partly because they have all the answers just on their roster. They have shooters everywhere. They have a great pick-and-roll game that can usually go regardless of what defense is playing against you. And they have the greatest decision-maker of all time on their roster. And they have all this toughness, and like, if they want to get physical, they can get physical. They looked like a total mess against the Minnesota Timberwolves last night, who have this, once again, so Anthony Edwards wasn't great last night. He was still very good. He wasn't great last night. He's having this coming out party right now. I'm going to credit him with a lot of this. Obviously, they have some veterans that are really good. But think about the way in which Karl Anthony Towns, a guy we've mentioned a couple times, has been the narrative on him has changed over the last several years. It's changed because the people around him have changed. Anthony Edwards has this bleep you to him. They have created this defense that is in your face, Conley with a veteran presence. Naz Reid doing whatever Naz Reid does. Like, all the people around him have changed the look of him. So
0-11 on shots taken against Naz Reid yesterday.
We often look at NBA players in a vacuum and say this guy is good and this guy is bad, and it turns out that the entire team can frame the way we look at these people. And there is no doubt that the Timberwolves look like a bunch of badasses right now. Woof. I mean,
I haven't lost
actually,
in the playoffs yet.
I should say awoo.
Like a wolf.
Yeah, like a wolf. Not a dog like woof. A woo. Like a timber wolf.
There's you got to regroup.
I mean, it's over. It's over.
It's over.
No. They're done. The Nuggets are not winning the series.
Interesting.
How? You're going there down 2-0. It's over.
You do have the best player in the game.
Yeah, but it's not like they have nobody. It's not like the Timberwolves have nobody.
I mean, they got Michael Jordan.
Jamal Murray keeps playing like this. There's no shit. Like, they not only have lost the first two games of the series, they lost the first one close-er. But the second one, you were straight up punked, dogged on your home court as the defending champions.
You scored 80 points.
Which is supposed to be a great home court advantage because of a variety of different things. Number one, you're the defending champions. You get a great crowd in Denver, but also the altitude.
Have you heard of the altitude?
Weren't they down 52-80 in that game at one point? 52-80. There you go. Played against them last night. No. Josh, they're not winning that series.
Okay.
Even if they get back, like, I don't trust them to win either of the next. I don't trust Denver to win either really of the next two. But even if it gets back to the point where we're going into game five, I don't trust them in 2 out of 3 in that scenario. And you have to still win the next two before you even get there, both of which will be on the road in a raucous Minnesota environment. No, the champs have been unthrown. This is done.
I'd give them a puncher's chance, but
sure, as good of a chance as anybody else coming down 2-0, I suppose.
Yeah. I guess if anyone had a chance, it would be them.
Maybe, but nope. This is a real deal. You better get ready for it. It's the Timberwolves, Assance.
It has arrived. Timberwolves.
It has indeed arrived, and Anthony Edwards did the shrug last night. Just in response to all the Michael Jordan stuff, and I appreciate him for that. All right, that was last night in the association. Josh, any final thoughts on the NBA? Go Knicks, bing bong.
No, I will not go that far, but the league is more fun when the Knicks are good.
I'm going to get you to like the Knicks. Maybe I'll be a Knicks fan.
Can't wait for them to not win the NBA championship.
No, they're not going to do that. They're not going to win the NBA championship. It might be the Timberwolves. I don't know. I might have seen enough.
Sure looks that way.
All right, we'll be back. Still plenty more to discuss. We'll take you guys' thoughts on last night if you have any. If not, we have plenty more to dive into, including the Connor Happer coefficient, as we talked about as well. Maybe we'll do that in the noon hour. It's the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.